Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jordan Rudess.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It's nice and early to get rocking here at Microsoft. Very excited to be here. Many reasons I'm excited to be here. One of them is because it's great to play for all of you and share some music. The other reason is because they're unveiling some amazing technology, which makes my life as a musician that much more exciting. Today, I'm standing in front of a 27-inch screen, which I have a couple of my apps. In addition to being the keyboardist with Dream Theater, I'm also the president of a company called Wisdom Music. And I'm really excited to bring a couple of my apps to this platform, to Windows 8. And I have MorphWiz and Tachyon, which we'll be hearing a little bit more about, but I want to play you some music. One of the things I'm very into is the fact that it's possible now on these multi-touch screens to be very expressive. And that's kind of my home mission. And on a wonderful large screen like this, I think you'll appreciate how I can really play my music and make the thing kind of sing. So I think you'll recognize this song. Here we go. Thank you. And you can see probably on the screens that I'm very much into this whole vertical idea of control. And what's so beautiful, beautiful musically, is that it allows me to really express every note. So the two apps that I decided to bring to Windows 8 are MorphWiz and Tachyon. And these are beta versions right now, but they'll be out probably in a month or so. And this other app, Tachyon, I'll explain a little bit more later, but it also uses the vertical concept, but it does this thing where I can have two different sounds kind of morphing into each other on the vertical grid. So a little bit more music now from Tachyon. This is a song I specifically wrote for all of you, so check it out. Thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome to those who are walking in at this point. My name is Jordan Rudess. Pleasure to be here today. So, all right, it's my opportunity to tell you a little bit about my apps. Very excited to be a developer. In addition to being the keyboardist with Dream Theater, I also have a company called Wisdom Music. And we make different apps. And here's the first one I'll show you. This one is called MorphWiz. And the basic idea of this is that you can have any scale up on the vertical grid. And I call it MorphWiz because we're actually literally morphing between waveforms. And I'm very into this idea of being able to visualize what you're playing. I want to give the user an experience where he not only sees some really cool graphics, but they're meaningful graphics. And there's a lot of possibilities that are opened up to us. So check this out. So if I play a note here, what's happening is as I move on this vertical grid, you can hear that it's expressive. In this case, I'm adding some amplitude and also some FM modulation. And you can see the visualization basically morphing through waveforms. So it starts out with a sine wave, goes to a triangle wave, into a sawtooth waveform, into a square wave. And then, as I said, I can put whatever scale I want on the surface, so right, and as many octaves as I want as well. So right now I'm going from it's like a 3-octave range. And again, the software is now working on the surface. It's also working on this Lenovo PC. So here's an example where I have a pentatonic scale on the screen. But what's really cool, since I'm morphing through waveforms, one of the things that this will do is it'll allow me to have an independent touch event for every note that I play. So every note can be at a different point in the waveform morph, which is really, really fun. So if I play, let's say, this G, you can see it starts with a sine wave, it morphs. And what's cool is under your finger, under each finger that I play, you can see what waveform I'm on. So I'll just play a little bit and you can see my fingers here. And besides having different scales up on the screen, we can also do things like this, which enter into the space domain. So again, what's really cool about this whole thing is that every finger is independent. So if I start at the bottom of the screen and move my hand up, you're going to hear this incredible modulation come in. But just because one finger is creating this modulation doesn't mean that the other finger has to do it. I can have one down doing that and another one fading into the modulation. The thing reacts very well to your nose as well. Sometimes if I feel like I need to add one more voice, I can do that. So let me show you a second about Tachyon, too, before we run out of time. Tachyon was another brainchild of mine. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to offer this kind of vertical grid, but I also wanted to have an interesting type of visual experience. In this, when you play a note on the screen, you're going to get a three-dimensional image. And you can spin that image around as you play on the surface. But there's another image and another sound at the top. So you're working with morphing the sound as well as the image in real time. So check this out. I'm going to be spinning the ball and just kind of moving the sphere around as I play. So Tachyon is good for spacey sounds, but it's also good for things like even the Jordan lead sound. For something like that, I can bring in my main tone, but then I can use it and use the vertical grid to bring in other sounds, like if I want feedback or a different type of sound. So here I am with this sound. Thank you. And I'll point out something else about both these apps. This is really cool, especially if you have some experience like with a string instrument or a brass instrument or even woodwinds, where what I do is you'll notice it's like a fretless instrument. But when I play anywhere on the screen, even if I'm looking at you and not on the screen, it's going to be an absolute diatonic pitch. That's a little bit of the magic. And if I slide my finger and stop, it will also tune up like a magic violin or something. Anyway, we're going to take a small break here from my particular thing and show you a little video that I think you'll all enjoy. And then I'll be back to close it up. Enjoy.
You know why I started WordPress? No one knew I was a 19-year-old kid in Houston who really shouldn't be doing this.
I would just eat it all up. Just like the more I learned, the more I realized I could create things. And that was just like the beginning of it.
A big thing in my life was getting my first C compiler.
It really was this quest to find out how to make things.
It's like playing God, because you have this stuff that can be anything, and you're converting it into, you know, whatever crazy ideas exist in your head.
Like Lego blocks, you can mix and match and put them all together and make the thing you want to make, not the thing you have to make.
It just seemed like there were not enough hours in the day if you cut out sleep entirely.
We had a staff of about roughly 50 people at the end of 2010, and it used to be me, myself, and I when we first started.
The computer is a world that is completely at your disposal. You can make it do anything you want, and if it doesn't do the right thing, it's your fault.
You're either in euphoria or you're, you know, in terror.
I realized the most powerful way to really affect the world is to write computer software.
One of the biggest things that happens when we get people that have never coded before and you show them the potential is they start to see what we see in software. This is their way of communicating with me about how they think the world should work.
In a lot of ways, scripting is new literacy. Program or be programmed.
The geekiest thing about me is I actually write code on the weekends for fun, but don't tell anybody.
For all these 30 years, it's been a fascinating ride. It never stands still, right? It's just always going.
I always felt that the true stars at Atari was the engineering. Those are the people that needed to be pampered, not some badass executive.
We're working on stuff that makes a difference in people's lives.
We're decades into personal computing, and they could actually increase in the amount of impact they have on culture. That has to be inspiring.
Well, we believed in the magic of software to empower people to create and communicate new ways.
He's like a programmer. I mean, how cool is that?